This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. The slow and steady cleanup is still happening at the Port of Baltimore. An alternate channel recently opened so barges and tugboats can bypass the wreckage and help with the efforts. There's still a long way to go on a lot of fronts. Yesterday, we talked about how the state of Maryland is trying to figure out some financial relief for people who work at or near the port. Today, we turn to the big question of who will pay for the disaster itself. Money for the families of the workers who died, for the businesses affected, and for the repair of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore sorts it out.
The collapse of the Key Bridge could well be the most expensive maritime insurance loss in history.
Something in the ballpark of $2 to $4 billion.
Nadia Dreff is Senior Vice President for North American Insurance Ratings at Morningstar DBRS. There are, Dreff says, roughly 100 different insurance companies involved. The boat's owner has maritime insurance. Everyone who sent cargo has cargo insurance. The bridge itself may be insured. The Port of Baltimore likely has insurance for business interruption. For now, all of those insurance policies are likely going to pay something.
Over time, as the investigation continues and there's more clarity about exactly what happened and who's ultimately responsible, insurers themselves will start recuperating some of those losses.
Meaning the insurers will sue whoever's fault this is and the insurance company behind them. The Dali's owner is Singapore-based Grace Ocean. The company that manages the ship is Synergy Marine. They have both filed a petition in Baltimore under a law from 1851. It lets them argue their liability should be capped at the value of the ship, $42.5 million, they say, if they weren't aware of whatever issue caused the incident.
I doubt that the ship owner will be able to limit its liability.
Martin Davies is professor of maritime law at Tulane University Law School. Filing that petition may not end up limiting the ship owner's liability, but, Davies says, it does set in motion a legal process where all claims against them get filed in one place, Maryland, rather than scattered around the world.
And that's a benefit in itself.
If a court does find that the ship's owner knew or should have known that there was a problem, blame will rest at their feet. But it won't stop there, says Lawrence B. Brennan, adjunct professor of admiralty and maritime law at Fordham University.
There can be third parties.
Third parties, like a fuel supplier that supplied defective fuel, a bridge owner that didn't put up the right lighting.
That's what you look for, is as many people as possible to share the responsibility financially.
That, he expects, will take 2 to 4 years. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.